Hi there, Bruce Cameron's my name, and you're tuned to 2MCE. And this is a program of folk music called Come All Ye, heading your way. Starting with a potential royal assassination. Well, it didn't turn out that way, but there was an attempt made on the life of Prince Albert, one of the children of Queen Victoria, during the first royal visit to Australia. He was shot at Clontarf in Sydney. So, Henry O'Farrell was the perpetrator. This is a group from Traralgon in Gippsland in Victoria called Molly Moore. And we'll hear the voice of Frank O'Dowd, who's been living in Australia for well over 30 years, but originally from Mullingar in Westmeath. We'll hear Henry O'Farrell, and at the end of it they'll put Henry O'Farrell's March. I think I'll go into another track straight after it called, well, three pieces, The Windway, A Fandango, which comes from northern Spain, and A Melbourne Morning. Welcome to Come All Ye.
Henry was born in 1833, his father a butcher in Dublin's Aran Quay. Henry was a scholar with intellect abound. He studied at St. Francis and then on foreign ground. Heading for the cloth, his future assumed, till he had a blue with surly Bishop Gould. Now in 1841, in Australia they were bound, from Dublin, Liverpool, and then to Melbourne town. The only flock he had were those with woolen hooves. He lived outside of Clunes with nothing else to prove. Joined his drunken cousin, selling seeds and grains. His cousin soon died from desperate drinking pains. Henry fell in hard time with drink and rumination. Took away his mind with pain and deprivation. Summer of 67's beginning of the end. He saw conspiracies and threats and family and friends. Your foul lied dead on the ground, hang by the neck for treason he was bound. His grave lies bare and there's no one to tend. No Fenian died with no family or friends. With his damaged mind, he had to change the law. To right the wrongs of Ireland, he joined the Fenian cause. Moved up to Sydney, to the Clarendon Hotel. The only place would have him and his sister pay the bill. March of 68, Sydney was all a flutter. His Queen Victoria's son, the Duke of Edinburgh. Prince Alfred was visiting, and a picnic engaged. The clans of Clontarf, festivities arranged. Now Henry O'Farrell lies dead on the ground, hang by the neck for treason he found. His grave lies bare for there's no one to tend. A lone Fenian died with no family or friend. Hey. His helper walked the ground. O'Farrell stopped his prey. He fired a single shot to everyone's dismay. The prince lay upon the ground. He shirked the bloody mess, but the buckle stopped the bullet from piercing to his chest. The trial was expedient and sentence was death. An appeal to the famine queen was just a waste of breath. The final words of Henry, "I'm proud to be a Fenian, but those in the cause that have never heard of him." Now Henry O'Farrell lies dead on the ground, hang by the neck for treason is found. His grave lies bare and there's no one to tend. A lone Fenian died with no family or friends. His grave lies bare and there's no one to tend.
Gippsland-based band Molly Moore with two tracks opening Come All Ye today. First of all, we heard the story of Henry O'Farrell, the Fenian who tried to assassinate Prince Albert, Queen Victoria's son, during the first royal visit made to Australia in 1868. Henry O'Farrell and Henry O'Farrell's March made up that first track. Then the second one, the set of tunes, The Windway, then what they call Fandango, which possibly should be Fandango, given its origin, and A Melbourne Morning, three fairly unrelated tunes, but they put them together in that set, and there you go, that's Molly Moore. I think that's possibly not their first album. It's called Trad Time Live. You're listening to Come All Ye, and Nancy Griffith wrote, "It's a hard life wherever you go." Not Nancy Griffith singing that song this time, it's Steve Earle.
Control. I am guilty, I am war, I am the ruler.
Steve Earle has written some very fine songs. He didn't write that one. That was from the pen of the late Nancy Griffith. She died in 2021, and a group of people put out an album called More Than a Whisper, celebrating the music of Nancy Griffith. It's a hard life wherever you go. The song's been around quite a while. It's still sort of relevant, much of it anyway. Belfast is not quite as difficult as it was once. Another song that has been around a long time, composed by Peter Hicks, and we'll hear him singing it with a group called the Born Again Pagans. As I said, it's been around a long time, and all of a sudden, it seems to be relevant again.
The cauldron of evil and bigotry there, for the stench of the swastika poisons the air. Now the Nazis have come out of hiding. They've crawled out of their sewers and out of their caves. They're a new generation, their message the same. If you're not of the master race, you're to be blamed. Now the Nazis have come out of hiding. They prey on the fears of the weak and the poor. They feed off society's festering sores. And they'll not stop at terror and murder and more. For the Nazis have come out of hiding. They've no place for discussion, no time for debate. Their language is violence, their credo is hate. So who's gonna stop them before it's too late? Now the Nazis have come out of hiding. You people who stood there and cheered what you saw, and don't you remember what happened before? Your parents were lost in the war. That's what happens when Nazis start marching. You weak politicians, take off your kid gloves. Don't you think that you've seen enough innocent blood? Has history not taught you there's a time to get tough? That's the time when the Nazis start marching. Already spread to Berlin and Leipzig and Guppen and Schwedt. The firebombs, the knives and the boots to the head. So who stopped the Nazis from rising? Whatever your colour, your faith or your creed, stand up and be counted in word and in deed, and united for justice and humanity. Then we'll stop the Nazis from rising.
As Mary lay sleeping, a love came creeping to her bedroom door so slow, saying, "Rise up, Mary, me lovely Mary, I'm your charming Leo. With me right dumb thou, follow diddle la, with me right dumb, follow diddle Leo." So Mary rose, put on her clothes, and to the bedroom door did go. And there she found her own true lover, face as white as a lily so. With me right dum da, follow diddle la, with me right dum, follow diddle Leo. Oh, William dear, where are your plushes that you had some years ago? Mary dear, the clay has changed them, I'm but the ghost of your William Mo. With me right dum da, follow diddle la, with me right dum, follow diddle Leo. They spent that night in conversation concerning their courtship years ago. They kissed, shook hands, and sorrowful parted, just as the poppy began to grow. With me right dumb love, follow diddle la, with me right dumb, follow diddle Leo. And as they were in deep conversation, down her cheeks the tears did flow. Of you, William Moore. With me right dumb love, follow diddle la, with me right dumb, follow diddle Leo. Right dumb love, follow diddle la, with me right dumb, follow diddle Leo. Again, when the fishes they do fly, and the seas they all run dry, and the rocks they will melt with the sun.
Nuala Kennedy there with a track from Hydra, as in the Greek island, Hydra. Recorded not in Greece, but closer to home for her, with her musical partner, Eamon O'Leary. Hydra, does that ring a bell? That was the island where George Johnston and Charmian Clift lived for a while. So did Leonard Cohen. So did Lawrence Durrell, come to think of it. Hydra. Anyway, now it's time for the featured album. And on Come All Ye Today, we usually expect something a little different. And this is probably the first time I've featured an album of harp music. And it comes to us from Scottish harp player Karen Marshallsea. The album is called The Road to Kennacraig. Kennacraig is a little... Does it qualify as a town? Maybe not. It's near Tarbert in the west of Scotland anyway, and you get the ferry there from Kennacraig, across to Isla, where all the nice whiskey lives. The Road to Kennacraig is the first track we'll hear. This is the title track from Karen Marshall's new album, or newish album, and it's a tune she composed, and she's playing a wire-strung clarisac. Given there to bagpipe ornamentation. a tune called The Road to Kennacraig, the title track from our featured album today from the Scottish harpist Karen Marshallsea. Bagpipe tradition contributed quite a lot to Karen Marshallsea's development as a harpist, as you can tell from that very first track, and we'll hear more of it as the program progresses. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. Folk music and more from Karen Marshallsea in a while, as I said. Now tell me, what do you know about the Durham Miners Association? Well, you know where Durham is, up there in the top right corner of England. Every second Saturday in July, on the second Saturday every July, that's probably more correct, since 1871, they've held the annual Durham Miners Gala. And there's all sorts of activities there, theatre productions and music and so on. And different types of music relate to life in the mines in Durham, County Durham. And an album was released a while ago called Durham Big Meetin', without a G, Durham Big Meetin' Day around County Durham. As I said, lots of different styles of music. Now, you might be familiar with the tune Elsie Marley. Well, you probably haven't heard it sung like this.
Ye can Elsie Marley, honey, the lass that sells the barley, honey, she lost her pocket and all her money, a back in the bush of the garden, honey.
Elsie Marley's grows a fine, she winna get up to sow the swine, but lies in bed till light and night. Ye can Elsie Marley, honey. Ye can Elsie Marley, honey, the lass that sells the barley, honey, she's lost her pocket and all her money, a back in the bush of the garden, honey. Elsie Marley is his mate, it's hard for one to walk the street, but every lad and lass you meet, cause ye can Elsie Marley, honey. Dear can Elsie Marley, honey, the lass that sends the barley, honey, she lost a pocket and all the money, a back of the bush of the garden, honey. Elsie Marley wore us too hard, but now she's gotten a velvet cap, the Lambton lads would pay for the heart. Dear can Elsie Marley, honey. Deacon Elsie Marley, honey, the lass that sells the barley, honey, she's lost the pocket and all the money, a back in the bush of the garden, honey.
Tra-la-la-la-la-la, how the wall is out.
You gun out, how the busty fails to gun down the pit. You get your lump out, you gun in by, and there you sit at the kist. The deputy says, your place is hold, you'll have a gun strike on. I says to him, what's the matter with me, own? He says, she can have gone on. I got 16 out of a jud, titty for la, titty for le. He ain't by hell, she was good, titty for la, titty for le. I went out to get a shaft, and the timber had give a crack, and a kid big stone fell on me back. Titty for la, titty for le.
Tra la 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 la, how the wall is out.
Now, Jack and Bob, two matters war, in the public house. They were talking about the kevils, why they wouldn't frighten the mouse. And Jackie says to Bob, by God, she's hard. The tops is like bell metal, but the bottoms is not so bad. And I only got 10 a day, titty for la, titty for le. I only got 10 a day, titty for la, titty for le. Had to get in another fower, I was wishing that shift was our. When the putter come off the way, titty for la, titty for le.
Tra la 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 la, how the wall is out.
Well, you sure to ken me brother Bill, he's so full of wit. He got a job of putting up at the busty pit. Now when he comes yem at neats, he's like a drowned rat. Instead of going upstairs to bed, he lies down on the mat. Aye, but he fills a thousand or more, titty for la, titty for le. To pay him by the score, titty for la, titty for le. He fills his tub so quick and without any delay, but he never can find his pick, titty for la, titty for le.
Tra la 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 la, how the wall is out.
And me name is Jackie Robinson, the same I did advance. I drive a game young Galloway, his name is Little Chance. No chance he has three greasy feet, likewise a kiddly back. And gunning along the gunning boards, he makes the chummins knack. I was gunning round the town, tiddy for la, tiddy for lay. But chance he wadn't had on, tiddy for la, tiddy for lay. The topes they give a click, but I jumped off the way the switch. Your bugger was smashed, the deputies kissed, tiddy for la, tiddy for lay.
Tra la 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 la, how the wallers out.
And so as I was out a walking down by the Felon Shore, I met with Johnny's daughter. She was standing at the door, and she asked us in for a cup of tea, cos she was all alone. And after the brew she brewed that day, I'll be going back there again. I put me hand upon her calves, tiddy for la, tiddy for lay. She says, dinner day things be halves, tiddy for la, tiddy for lay. Well, I'm going back there again, because she's very fond of me. And I'm a bugger for tea, tiddy for la, tiddy for lay.
Tra la 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 la, how the wallers out.
It's me and me wife and me mother-in-law went down to the silvery sea. Me mother-in-law went out in a boat, a sailor she would be. She hadn't gone more than 20 yards when all of a sudden there's a shout. Me mother-in-law fell into the sea and there she's splashing about, shouting, help, I can't swim. Tiddy for la, tiddy for lay. I says, now's your chance to learn. Tiddy for la, tiddy for lay. Me wife, she says, you hound, you're not gonna watch her drown. I said, no, I'll shut me eyes. Tiddy for la, tiddy for lay.
Tra la 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 la, how the wallers out. Tra la 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 la, how the wallers
out.
Well, politically incorrect, but there you go. That's Bob Fox, very familiar voice to regular listeners of this program. Bob Fox with Jed Grimes and Little Chance, song named after the racehorse. And before that, a version of Elsie Marley, sung there by David Haslam with the Royal Northern Sinfonia with Sheila Armstrong and Thomas Allen. Both those tracks come from the album Durham Big Meetin' Day Around County Durham, which came out of one of the annual Durham Miners Gala sessions, which has been going since 1871. The second Saturday in July. Don't miss it. You're listening to Come All Ye, and I think we'll go now to two tracks from Jocelyn Pettit, a Canadian musician. We'll hear Winding Roots, which includes the tune In Memory of Coleman, which was written by Ed Reavy, and The Real Des Mariés. And then a song, Cheminant à la Ville. This is Jocelyn Pettit from her album Windrose.
Thank you. long du parcours, je laisserai des traces pour mon retour. Cheminant à la ville, sans crainte que je m'éparpille, déjeuner en main, l'auberge n'entravera pas mon chemin. L'eau claire me suffira bien, de mon or, tu n'en auras point.
Jocelyn Pettit with a song composed by Kate McGarrigal, fellow Canadian, called Cheminant à la Ville, which is pretty much walking to town. Now, what can I tell you about Jocelyn Pettit? I don't think she's been on the program before. She's from the west coast of British Columbia, and she's of Scottish, Irish, French and Malaysian heritage. Interesting album and interesting backstory for that performer. Before the song, we heard her playing fiddle in memory of Coleman, tuned by Ed Reavy, and Reel de Marais, which she composed. You're listening to Come All Ye, another one now from the featured album. This is two tunes played on, once again, played on gutstrung harp. Haven't played a track from the gutstrung harp. The previous one was a Classac. Wire strung. This is a slow air called St. Fillan's. St. Fillan was an 8th century Irish monk associated with several sites in Scotland. Then there's a reel called the Rhymer's Reel, and the rhymer in question was Thomas the Rhymer. And it's an instrumental narrative depicting the harper who met the Elfin Queen and was taken off to Elfland for 7 years. So it's obviously a true story. Here's Karen Marshallsea again from the featured album.
Thank you.
track from the featured album. That's from The Road to Kennacraig by Scottish harpist Karen Marshalsea. We heard St. Fillan's and the Rhymer's Reel, gut-strung harp. Most of the tracks on the album are on the gut-strung harp, but there are some others which we'll get to. As well as playing solo, Karen Marshalsea also performs in the Cathal McConnell Trio. Cathal McConnell, of course, legendary Irish flute player and singer. She also plays in the long-standing Scottish folk band The Whistlebinkies. So she's a busy person. I hope you're enjoying the harp music, something a little different on Come All Ye. Here's a group from Sydney, The Roaring Forties, and a song composed by the wonderfully named Dylan Buston, American fellow who also composed a song you've heard on this program a number of times called Shawnee Town. Well, this is Rolling and Flowing to Cairo Town. Cairo, I think it was Cairo, C-A-I-R-O, but they pronounce it Cairo. It's in the south of Illinois, I think. So it's a... The Roaring Forties usually sing about seafaring stuff, but this is fresh water. This is one of the rivers rolling and flowing.
Rolling and flowing around these hills, I must take a rest, but this river never will. Rolling and flowing to Cairo town, just give me time to lay me down. Boats on the river, she can't come down. I believe into my heart that she is fast aground. Back her and slack her and turn her round, I'll get no time to lay me down. Rolling and flowing around these hills, I must take a rest, but this river never will. Rolling and flowing to Cairo town, just give me time to lay me down. Oh, Rosianna, the bowline's low, out on a sandbank on the Ohio. Them roustabouts are pulling, they're pulling mighty slow, I'll get no time to lay me down. Rolling and flowing around these hills, I must take a rest, but this river never will. Rolling and flowing to Cairo town, just give me time to lay me down. Oh, them rich folk out on the promenade, they twirl their parasols and they drink their lemonade. I've hot steam to drink and a smokestack for me shade, I'll get no time to lay me down. Rolling and flowing around these hills, I must take a rest, but this river never will. Rolling and flowing to Cairo town, just give me time to lay me down. Load all this freight for a dollar bill a day, I'll buy a hat for Rosie, then drink the rest away. Captain, he tells me we must clear this bank today, I'll get no time to lay me down. Rolling and flowing around these hills, I must take a rest, but this river never will. Rolling and flowing to Cairo town, just give me time to lay me down. Rolling and flowing around these hills, I must take a rest, but this river never will. Rolling and flowing to Cairo town, just give me time to lay me down.
Singing for the Tweed and the Neen and the Dee and the Thames and the Medway and the Wye, for the Ribble and the Witham and the Mersey and the Severn and the Tees and the Tyne and the Clyde, from the Yarrow and the Kent and the Avon and the Trent and the Esk and the Swale and the Spey,
for the great river ooze and the cone and the loon and the Eden and the Dovey and the Tay. Come sing, let's sing for the rivers, sing for the rivers of the Isle. Come sing, let's sing for the rivers where we live for a while, by the rivers where we live for a while. Singing for the Chilmer and the Derwin and the Dart and the Churn and the Stour and the Lee. For the Tamer and the Parrot and the Winsome and the Arran and the Ouse and the Broom and the Towie. For the Amber and the Exe and the Tiffy and the Axe and the Cookmere and the Usk and the Soar. Blackwater and the Don and the Calder and the Aeron and the Cocker and the Lynn and the Oar. Come sing, let's sing for the rivers, sing for the rivers of the Isle. Come sing, let's sing for the rivers where we live for a while, by the rivers where we live for a while. I'm singing for the Yeo and the Neath and the Lug and the Waver and the Beller and the Ness. For the Plym and the Yar and the Brit and the Par and the Camel and the Ellen and the Tess. I'm singing for the Wharf and the Callu and the Sark and the Sherrick and the Humber and the Brew. For the Ryburn and the Rother and the Derwin and the Otter and the Well and the Medina and the Loo. Come sing, let's sing for the rivers, sing for the rivers of the Isle. Come sing, let's sing for the rivers where we live for a while, by the rivers where we live for a while. And the Clwyd and the Taff and the Dutton and the Leven and the Wear. For the Conway and the Forth and the Orwell and the Worth and the Torridge and the Ipper and the Air. Well, I know there's many more, from the Tramie to the Tor, like the Cam and the Devon and the Cree, like the Ivel and the Door. Well, I'm singing for them all, flowing down through the land to the sea. Come sing, let's sing for the rivers, sing for the rivers of the Isle. Come sing, let's sing for the rivers where we live for a while, by the rivers where we live for a while. Come sing, let's sing for the rivers of the Isle. Come sing, let's sing for the rivers where we live for a while, by the rivers where we live for a while. The rivers outlive us, we come and we go. The rivers outlive us, the rivers just flow. The rivers outlive us, we come and we go. The rivers outlive us, the rivers just flow. The rivers outlive us, we come and we go. The rivers outlive us, the rivers just flow. The rivers outlive us, we come and we go. The rivers outlive us, the rivers just flow.
That's Pete Morton with The Rivers of the Isle. For such a little place, so many rivers. Before that, a song about the Ohio River, considerably larger than any in the UK. Rolling and Flowing was the song, from Sydney singing group, mostly shanty singers, the Roaring Forties. Piece of music called Billy Connolly's, but I don't think it's that Billy Connolly. Thank you. Nice sound, a very modern sort of interpretation of tradition there. Billy Connolly's was the name of the tune, and I don't know, maybe it was dedicated to the comedian because the musicians there are a Glasgow-based group. Billy Connolly originally from Glasgow, of course. The Tom Campbell Trio from their self-titled album. Tom Campbell plays flute and whistle. Gilly O'Flaherty plays guitar, and he's got that modern style of guitar accompaniment. And Callum Convoy plays baron. Again, a modern interpretation of the style that's been made popular by kind of jazz-influenced groups. Billy Connolly's. Now, next one from Christopher Crompton, a song called Hard Times. Christopher Crompton comes from Walsall in the Midlands. This is a mining song, sort of a family history, poverty type narrative.
Hard times, it's easy to forget. These lands are built with working hands, with dirt and graft and sweat. Hard times, when life was tough and short. There's plenty wrong today, but we should spare a little thought. Four pitmen working down the mine since they were 8 years old. Picking at the coal, facing the dark and damp and cold. Their life expectancy was short and many would succumb to mine collapse and leaking gas and coal dust in the lungs. Hard times, it's easy to forget. These lands are built with working hands, with dirt and graft and sweat. Hard times, when life was tough and short. There's plenty wrong today, but we should spare a little thought. For three young lads all dressed in rags, as poor as poor could be, sitting lined up by the cut and watching hopefully. They're waiting for that barge to come with coal up from the pit. And if a chunk should topple off, they jump in after it. Hard times, it's easy to forget. These lands are built with working hands, with dirt and graft and sweat. Hard times, when life was tough and short. There's plenty wrong today, but we should spare a little thought. For the cold and cramped steel bathtub that seven had to share. Dad, then mum, then eldest son, it went downhill from there. They say that when the youngest finally made it to the tin, he come out twice as grimy as before he clambered in. Hard times, it's easy to forget. These lands are built with working hands, with dirt and graft and sweat. Hard times, when life was tough and short. There's plenty wrong today, but we should spare a little thought. For my great-grand pregnant 13 times and only 8 survived. She fed him to ripe and belly to raft to keep the rest alive. Oh, three to a bed and toe to head, kept them cozy though. Till one night the youngest brother let his bladder go. Hard times, it's easy to forget. These lands are built with working hands, with dirt and graft and sweat. Hard times, where life was tough and short. There's plenty wrong today, but we should spare a little thought. Hard times, it's easy to forget. These lands are built with working hands, with dirt and graft and sweat. Hard times, where life was tough and short. There's plenty wrong today, but we should spare a little thought for hard times.
Marshalsea once again from the featured album, which is called The Road to Kennacraig. We heard Ellen's Dreams and Pipe Major Donald MacLean of Lewis. Ellen's Dreams was composed by Robin Morton, whose name may be familiar to folk aficionados, apart from being the producer of this featured album. For many years, he was a member of various very fine Scottish bands, such as Boys of the Loch and Battlefield Band. But he's more into producing these days. He's also married to Alison Kinnaird, who in turn is a great harp player, Scottish harp player. The tune, Ellen's Dreams, was composed for their daughter, Ellen. The version we heard there, Karen Marshalsea's version, was learned from Alison Kinnaird. The march that followed it was written by terrific composer, Pipe Major Donald MacLeod, once again called Pipe Major Donald MacLean of Lewis. More from Karen Marshalsea before we part company today. The next track comes from the National Library of Australia. That's where it was unearthed. It's a song by a group called the Rambleers, who were part of the very early folk revival in Australia. They were Harry Kay, Alex Hood, Barbara Lisiak, Chris Kempster and Dennis Kevins. You probably will recognise one version of this song. There are many.
For a brave and gallant ship with a fair and favouring breeze, with a bully crew and a captain too, to carry me over the seas, to carry me over the seas, me boys, me true love far away. She's taken a trip in a government ship 10,000 mile away. Now my true love is beautiful and my true love is young. Her eyes they shine like diamonds bright and silvery sounds a tongue. And silvery sounds a tongue, me boys, and while I sing this lay, she's doing the grand in a distant land 10,000 mile away. Oh, dark and dismal was the day when last I seen me Meg. She'd a government band around each hand and another one round each leg. And another one round each leg, me boys, all tucked in a suit of grey. Adieu, said she, remember me 10,000 mile away. The sun may shine through a London fog, or the Thames run bright and clear. The ocean brine be turned to wine, or I forget me beer. Or I forget me beer, me lads, or me landlord's court a day. Ere I forget my own true love 10,000 mile away. Then blow, ye winds, hi-ho, a roving I will go. I'll stay no more on England's shore, so let the music play. I'll catch the morning train and cross the raging main. I'm taking a trip in a government ship 10,000 mile away.
And there we heard the Rambleers from about 60 years ago, recorded in the Wattle collection in the National Library of Australia. More power to them. The song itself, 10,000 miles away, lots of versions of that all over the place. There's a good one from Queensland that we used to do in a band many years ago. The next one comes from Estonia. Or, well, the Kanel player is Estonian. Her name is Ewa Waljauts, and she plays with Robbie Sherritt, who's a fiddle player from England. And this track is called Weavers.
A I'm a hand weaver to me trade. I fell in love with a factory maid. And if I could but have favour win, I'd stand beside her and weep by steam. Me faither too, me scornful said, how could you fancy a factory maid? When there are young girls fine and gay, dressed like unto the Queen of May. As for your fine girls, I don't care, there's none like me, dear, that do compare. I'd stand in the factory all the day, and she and I keep partials and play. Click and the loom goes clack. The shuttle flies forward and then flies back. Patterns emerge at town parade, and maple garlands with marmalade. The yarn is made into cloth at last. The ends are weft, they are made quite fast. Do you see them? Do you walk so fine? Two weavers beaming with arms entwined. Where are the girls? I'll tell you plain. The girls have gone to weep by steam. If you're to find them, you must rise at dawn and trudge to the mill in the early morn. Where the looms go click and the looms go clack, the shuttles fly forward and then fly back. Patterns emerge, figures within, the promenade yet to begin.
Ethereal sound there of the Estonian canal, a creature of Finno-Ugric heritage, played there by Ewa Waljots from Estonia, and a musical partner there, Robbie Sherritt from England, playing fiddle and singing a song called Weavers. We'll cross the Atlantic now for a song from Eric Bibb. He records occasionally, and we hear him on the program now and again. This song is Everybody's Got a Right.
Everybody's got a right to walk the way they want to walk. Everybody's got a right to talk we don't want to talk. Got a right to be who they choose to be, long as they don't hurt nobody. I do believe,
everybody's got a right
to wear the clothes they want to wear. Got a right to choose the style they wear their hair. Everybody's got a right to call their maker by any name or no name at all. I do believe,
everybody's got a right
to find their way and not have their path blocked on account of their color or their kin. Got a right to justice, not different for black and white. I do believe,
everybody's got a right
to walk where they want to walk. Walk through any part of town without being apprehended. Everybody's got a right to walk around without worrying about when the sun goes down. I do believe,
everybody's got a right.
Everybody's got a right to roll, we don't wanna roll. Got a right to be who they choose to be, long as they ain't hurting nobody. I do believe,
everybody's got a right. Everybody's got a right. Everybody's got a right.
Everybody's got a right.
Everybody's got a right. Everybody's got a. Everybody's got a right.
spirited English interpretation of the tune Richmond Cotillion from an album called Murmurs, which is a ripper of an album. Martin Simpson, Andy Cutting and Nancy Kerr, very fine musicians. Next one comes from the Boys of the Loch. I thought, given Robin Morton's connection with the featured album, which was released, I should tell you, in 2019, so it's been out for a while, and sadly so has Robin Morton. He passed away in 2021. And my thanks go to my colleague Roger, who takes note of the comings and goings of musicians. So goodbye, Robin, and he's actually on this next track. Boys of the Loch, 1973 album, when the Boys of the Loch were made up of Dick Gochen, Ali Bain, Cahill McConnell and Robin Morton. This is a song called Andrew Lammy.
And his name was Andrew Lammy, and he had the heart and win the heart, oh mellow Tifty's Annie. Her mother called her to the door, come here to me, my Annie. There you see a fair man and the trumpeter of Ivy. But at night when all were taken to beds, he slept through sound but Annie, for love oppressed her tender. Thinking, oh, Andrew Lammy, for its love comes in at my bedside, and love lies down beside me. Love has oppressed my tender breast, and love will waste my body. Hearts up and down in Tifty's den, where the bun runs clear and bonny. I've often gained, they need my love, my dear Andrew Lammy. But he hide him to the hills he hide, to the hilltop high, oh, Fivey, and he blew his trumpet loud and shrill. Was heard at mellow Tifty, but her father, he struck her one sore, and also did her mother. Our sisters, they did scorn as well, but away betray her brother. For her brother, he struck her one sore with cruel strokes and many. He broke her back against the door, far har in andrulani. Oh, mother dear, go make my bed and lay my face to five ear. There I will lie, and it's there I'll die. For the sake of Andrulani.
Miserable tale, really, of Andrew Lamy. He didn't come out of it very well, nor did anybody else, really. That's Boys of the Loch from a 1973 album. You're listening to Come All Ye, and I should remind you that if you want to listen to the program again, you can listen to the podcast or listen on demand, as it more appropriately called, by going to 2mce.org, the website of this very fine radio station. Or you can go to comeallye.com, one word, comeallye.com. That'll take you to the website of the program, and a couple of clicks and it'll lead you to the appropriate place to listen to the program again. Also at the website, comeallye.com, there are playlists going back about 25 years or more, not listen on demand available that far back, but at least you can look up particular tracks and that kind of stuff, if it takes your fancy. Marley's Ghost now, with one of my favourites of theirs, Going to the West. Going to the west.
it seems so bright and fair, with fragrant flowers are blooming and music fills the air. I'm going to the west. You say you will not go with me. You turn your eyes away. You say you will not follow me. No matter what I say, I'm going.
That's a sweet sound, isn't it? Marley's Ghost. You hear them quite often on this program. I do like it. Right, final track from the featured album now. This is called The Rhymer's March and McKinnon's Brook. As in Karen Marshall, see, apparently has gone through a Thomas the Rhymer phase. And this is the Rhymer again. This is what she imagined him to be playing as he sat on the Huntley bank watching the Queen of Elfland approaching. I think she was eating mushrooms at the time. The Strathspey, she learned from students at a session when she was teaching at the National Centre of Excellence in Traditional Music, that is, at Plockton, in the west of Scotland. And it features all three of Scotland's harps, the wire strings of the Highlands and Gaelic culture, the modern gut-strung harp with semitone levers, which we've been hearing mostly on the program, and then this bray harp that I've mentioned before, and it's a Renaissance and Baroque period thing, like 15th, 16th century. And the buzzing brays are wooden pins that touch the base of each string, called bray because apparently it sounded a bit like a donkey. I don't know about that, but you can decide. Rhymer's March and McKinnon's Brook. So, first one composed by Karen Marshall, as many of the tunes on the album were, then a traditional one arranged by her.
Thank you.
There you go. It's interesting, isn't it? Interesting sound, the bray harp. Sounds like a sitar. Well, that's it from Come All Ye today. I hope you've enjoyed the program, as always. I mean, as always, I hope. Go out with a little bit of music from Quebec. This is Tour du Monde, a track from an album called Vin Printemps by Le Vin du Nord. I'll talk to you next time. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. Been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.